Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Chad Lucian, Vice President and General Manager of SIVA's Sensing and Audio Business Unit. Previously, he was president of Hillcrest Labs, a sensor fusion software and systems company, which was acquired by SIVA in July of 2019. He brings nearly 25 years of experience, having held a wide range of roles with software, hardware, and even investment banking. Welcome to the podcast, Chad.
Thank you, Daniel. It's great to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you know, we've been working with SIVA for the past 12 years, and I do remember the Hillcrest Labs acquisition, which has been quite successful. So congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a fun 5 years.
So how does SIVA play in the AI domain today? I mean, does the company have a particular perspective on what IP is needed to enable AI applications in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. So SIVA's mission today is to be the partner of choice for transformative IP solutions for the smart edge. And you know, really, since all smart edge use cases require some combination of IP across wireless connectivity, sensing, and AI or inferencing, we've actually built our product strategy around these three pillars, which we refer to as connect, sense, and infer, where the connect pillar refers to our wireless communications IP portfolio, which encompasses IP for 5G, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and UWB. The sense pillar refers to our sensor fusion, radar, audio voice, and vision centric software and DSP IP solutions. And the infer pillar is centered around our AI NPU technology portfolio. So for, you know, for customers that are developing and deploying edge AI chips, those SoCs really need to include sensing for the physical world analysis, connectivity for communicating results, and of course the inference capabilities that are really so often the focus of these edge AI solutions. So our, you know, from a strategy standpoint, we're focused on enabling our customers to design complete AI edge AI solutions, leveraging this, you know, broad portfolio.
I see SIVA talking about embedded AI and edge AI. How does SIVA define embedded AI, and how does that tie into the overall domain of edge AI? I mean, does SIVA have products to cover the full spectrum?
Yeah, absolutely. The, you know, edge AI really is the overall domain of AI applications running at the network edge, and by definition, not in the cloud. And you know, the benefits of running at the edge are, of course, lower latency and compute times, faster response times, improved data security, and reduced costs in the bandwidth and the and connectivity. You know, when talking about the broader edge AI end markets, you know, oftentimes we're talking about industrial, automotive, PC, and mobile segments. When you look at embedded AI, you know, in the simplest in terms, this is really a subcategory of the broader edge AI category, where the inferencing is done purely on device, where you get local data processing and analysis leading to faster and therefore more efficient decision making. One of the segments even within embedded AI is TinyML. This is one that has been talked about now for many years. And you know, the TinyML use cases are really focused on deploying the smallest models and applications for always on use cases and often in battery powered devices. But what we're seeing now is that where embedded AI and TinyML kind of used to be synonymous, we've definitely observed that embedded AI has become much broader than this. And it's really becoming broader because the evolution in on-device compute architectures and the capabilities enabled by new NPU solutions coming to market. In the case of embedded AI, you know, we're largely talking about, you know, consumer-centric use cases like smart home, you know, wearable devices, hearable devices, health sensing devices, as well as, you know, a whole wide variety of industrial IT, IoT types of solutions for things like predictive maintenance. In those cases, the NPU themselves are being embedded in or alongside an MCU or a smart sensor or even a connectivity SoC. So, you know, for us, for SIVA, from our perspective, we have an NPU IP portfolio that is covered under the SIVA NewPro product line. And this really represents the full spectrum from embedded AI to edge, you know, bigger edge AI solutions, delivering, you know, tens to hundreds of GOPS of compute all the way up to 1,000 TOPS or more for generative AI applications at running at the edge.
Great segue, because I wanted to talk about the NewPro Nano NPU. Can you talk a little bit about on what this product is all about and how it fits into SIVA's AI strategy?
Of course, the NewPro Nano is our latest NPU IP core. This is the one that I mentioned just a moment ago that is really focused in that tens to a couple hundred GOPS of compute, focused on embedded, you know, very edge inferencing solutions. It's the smallest of the NPU cores in our NewPro family. The family itself scales all the way up to the NewPro M, which can deliver up to 2,000 TOPS for generative AI applications with, you know, quite a broad level of variability and scalability in the implementations in that product line. Kind of looking at the broader motivations for the NewPro family, we, you know, in general see a huge opportunity in edge AI. I think that is not a unique perspective, and that opportunity is really complementary to our connectivity and sensing products. So from a strategy standpoint, this NPU IP portfolio really ties together, you know, the full portfolio that SIVA has to offer. We're also seeing that many semiconductor and OEM companies are developing portfolios of products, right? They're not just delivering point solutions to target a specific use case. It's necessary to have a scalable product family to address, you know, everything from those lightweight embedded AI use cases all the way up to the more demanding edge AI use cases. And then, you know, lastly, you know, as I kind of opened with here, the edge AI devices all need some kind of connectivity. And given our market position and connectivity, it's really a place where SIVA has a very strong market advantage to pull together these technologies and deliver solutions. Now, with respect to the NewPro Nano, which was just announced a couple of months back, this product was designed specifically to focus on the always-on, low-power use cases and small form factor devices that are, you know, found at the very edge, right? Which means that the inference is happening right next to or on the sensor itself. The Nano solution is it's our most efficient, right? It's a highly efficient core. It's actually an all-in-one solution, meaning it's not an accelerator that and therefore doesn't require a separate host CPU or DSPU to operate, although it can operate with a separate CPU in place. And it can actually execute all the necessary functions in a single core to deploy the full application. It has a flexible and scalable architecture that's fully programmable and has a nice, you know, portfolio of advanced machine learning processing solutions incorporated into it. And, you know, lastly, it's also paired with our NewPro Studio AI software toolkit, which is a complete SDK to enable easy access or the easy execution of the full range of TinyML or embedded AI use cases. And that tool set of NewPro Studio leverages a combination of both open source and proprietary SIVA software to really make it easy for developers to deploy solutions.
Okay, so you described an all-in-one solution. What's the advantage of this compared to more common DSP or controller plus accelerator solutions on the market?
Yeah, so first of all, what it means to be all in one is that the NuPro Nano, it's fully programmable and efficiently can execute the full range of end-to-end compute, the feature extraction, and even the control code and DSP and audio processing code, all in a single core. And the benefit of that is it delivers, you know, truly an optimal balance of ultra low power, excellent performance in both the end-to-end compute and the pure DSP and controller functions, all within a small area, which enables us to efficiently meet those challenging, you know, cost and power targets that we're seeing in the industry. So that makes the NuPro Nano really superior to some of the common alternative, right? For example, MCU or DSP only solutions are inferior due to the low end-to-end compute performance and efficiency and the higher power and often the larger area. And then there are also multi-core MCU or DSP plus NPU solutions on the market that are much more challenging to use because of the complexity and software development and the memory management around utilizing those two cores, and not to mention the higher cost of implementing the hardware itself. So we, you know, because of the advantages that we're bringing with the NuPro Nano, we see there's a really nice opportunity here as the MCU sensor and other SoC companies need to deliver products with embedded AI inferencing and across a broad range of applications.
And what target markets and applications is the NuPro Nano ideal for?
It's really quite broad. You know, I would say when we kind of first set out in the definition, we were seeing lots of applications around audio and voice and things like predictive maintenance and industrial IoT, which are our core pieces of, you know, core applications and target markets for this solution. But we've also seen, a large amount of interest in various vision applications as well in this, you know, smaller embedded AI domain. So things like object detection and image classification, always on presence detection and, you know, other kind of contactless recognition type of applications. And then health and fitness sensing, right? Being able to track physical activities and, you know, monitor vital signs and do sleep pattern analysis are all use cases that you will find in, you know, as I mentioned before, hearables, wearables, you know, smart home devices like sound bars and smart speakers and cameras and doorbells. So we're seeing that there's really a pretty broad landscape of applications and target markets.
And Chad, final question. Software is increasingly important in the development of AI solutions. How is SIVA tackling this challenge, and what do you provide for your customers?
You know, this is something that we're constantly hearing from the market today, from both the semiconductor companies as well as the OEMs, which is that software tools for developing and deploying AI products is a real pain point, and therefore can be a differentiator for IP suppliers like SIVA. While many of the companies, you know, like the, for example, the MCU players are becoming more and more proficient in software, you know, AI adds a whole new layer of complexity, right? With a whole new level of tools and know-how that are necessary for developers to have in their toolboxes. We've worked to address this by providing an AI SDK called the NuPro Studio that can be used across the SIVA NuPro product family and leverages the open source AI inference frameworks that developers are actively using day to day versus, you know, us bringing to the table something that's wholly proprietary. So, you know, we wrap all the necessary capabilities to, program the device, and develop applications all in a single SDK with a common UI. We're supporting the open inference frameworks, including TVM and Micro TVM and LightRT, which is recently rebranded from TensorFlow Lite Micro. And we, you know, deliver all the tools that are necessary to utilize these frameworks. And then, you know, we have common profiling tools and optimization tools, as well as a model zoo of of pre-optimized, you know, AI models, which, you know, are coming from a variety of sources, you know, like TinyML Perf, as well as some other open source models that we've optimized and deployed and, you know, can enable our customers to use for the validation of their products or, you know, ultimately use in their end products if they desire. And then we've, you know, we continue to add pre-integrated software from third parties, as well as supporting some of our own Siva application software, such as our, we have a couple of NN-based software solutions for voice processing, like ENC and keyword spotting that, you know, are also available to our licensees and customers of the new Pro Nano. One last thing on this point is that we also recently announced a partnership with Edge Impulse to further enable AI developers to more rapidly develop, train, and deploy applications for our new Pro Nano. One of the key benefits of the Edge Impulse partnership is that we're able to allow integration of software with cycle accurate performance even before the physical hardware is available. So this platform is really giving developers a user-friendly, low-code or no-code experience to, you know, quickly design, develop, and deploy solutions for the Nano, you know, even in the time period now where we're, you know, in the mode of licensing the IP and silicon's being designed, so the developers can get really a leg up on the overall software development and, you know, validation of the solution.
Right. Hey, great conversation, Chad. It's a pleasure to speak with you, and hopefully we can meet next time you're in Silicon Valley.
That would be fantastic. I look forward to it. Thank you very much for having me on.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.